49 मामपत्यवतीं अकृता कृष्णे सर्वात्मनीश्वरे मायामानुष्यभावेन गुणैश्वर्ये परव्यये मापत्यबुद्धिम् अकृता कृष्णे सर्वात्मनीश्वरे मायामनुष्यभावेन गुणैश्वर्ये परव्यये मामपत्यबुद्धिम् अकृता कृष्णे सर्वात्मनीश्वरे मायामनुष्यभावेन गुणैश्वर्ये परव्यये माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मां डू नॉट अपत्य बुद्धि द आइडिया ऑफ बीइंग योर सन अकृता इंपोज कृष्णे ऑन कृष्णा सर्व आत्मनि द सुप्रीम सोल The supreme soul of all, Ishvare, the personality of Godhead, Maya, by his own power of illusion, Manushyabhavena, appearing as if an ordinary person, Guda Aishvare, hiding his opulence, Pare, The Supreme, Avyaya, Infallible. Translation, translation prepared by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Do not think of Krishna as an ordinary child because He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, inexhaustible and the soul of all beings. The Lord has concealed His inconceivable opulences and is thus outwardly appearing to be an ordinary human being. Purport. Lord Shri Krishna is the original source of all planetary incarnation of the Absolute Truth. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. His unlimited transcendental opulence are inexhaustible and thus he very easily brings the entire creation under his personal control. Lord Krishna is the eternal well-wisher of every living entity, so there was no need for Vasudev to be anxious about his future destination, nor that of the other personal associates of Krishna, such as the members of Yadu dynasty. In verse 46 of this chapter, Narad Muni told Vasudev, Putram agamat yad yam bhagavan ishvaro hari. You and your good wife are now glorified throughout the universe because Lord Krishna has personally become your son. In this way, Narada is encouraging Vasudev to continue to love Krishna as his most beloved son, for such a ecstatic devotional feelings are never to be given up. But at the same time, Narad is removing Vasudev's doubt about the future by assuring him, due to your love for Krishna, you may think that he is an ordinary human being. You are appearing like a human being and Lord Krishna is simply reciprocating with you. In order to encourage you to love him as your son, he is placing himself under your control. And thus, his inconceivable power and opulences are being concealed from you. Don't assume, however, that there is actually a dangerous situation because of the events of this material world. Although Krishna appears to be under your control, he is eternally the supreme controller. Therefore, do not consider him to be a human being. He is always supreme personality of Godhead. The word Maya in this verse indicates that Krishna's manushya or human-like activities are actually misleading to the ordinary man because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Maya is also mean transcendental potencies. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. The Lord descends in his own transcendental form filled with the transcendental potencies. And thus, the words Maya Manushya Bhavena here also indicates Krishna's original transcendental form, which resembles the human-like form experienced in this world. Maya also indicates mercy or compassion, according to the Sanskrit dictionary. And thus, Lord's incarnation is understood to be causeless mercy upon the conditioned soul. The Lord's descent is also his causeless mercy upon the liberated soul, who take immense pleasure in joining the Lord in his pastimes and in chanting and hearing about such exalted spiritual activities, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. In order to reciprocate the love of Vasudev for him, Krishna mostly concealed his unlimited opulence. In this way, the devotee is fully encouraged in his particular loving relationship with the Lord. However, when Vasudev was filled with anxiety due to the dangerous situation created by Brahmana's curse, Narada immediately reminded him that such anxiety was unnecessary, since all these events were under the direct control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, Vaishnava Paramahansas, who take the position of Lord's parents, remain under the shelter of the Lord at all times and never deviate from the loving devotional service of the Lord. They remain fixed in the transcendence in all circumstances. Unlike ordinary parents of the material world, who are constantly becoming bewildered by illusion due to the bodily concept of life. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurur Unimitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitham Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vithamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Brasha Krupa Sindhupya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, translation. Do not think of Krishna as an ordinary child, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, inexhaustible and the soul of all beings. The Lord has concealed his inconceivable opulences and is thus outwardly appearing to be an ordinary human being. So before beginning the discussion, begging for the mercy and empowerment to attempt to discuss some Krishna Katha from all my Shiksha Gurus and assembled Vaishnavas. So for today's discussion we will focus upon how it has been talked about is how Maya is covering for the past time. So Maya word is used in a different context. So we'll talk about the functioning of Yoga Maya and Maha Maya, bewilderment caused by these potencies, what is the difference between them, and how does these potencies act on a conditioned souls, non-devotees and devotees, and also with respect to Lord Shri Krishna. So Maya word is used in many times in a different context, and sometimes some words are used in a different context, and as per the context we need to understand what does it mean. So few months back I was in a Kerala taking some treatment. So I was staying in a so the setup was I need to cook my own things and carry out everything. So one morning I chanted my rounds, and I thought that I will make some milk and that will be just enough as a breakfast. So when I went inside the kitchen, I figured out there was no sugar. So in the morning I went out searching for some shop nearby. Is there any shop which can where I can purchase sugar? So there it was morning for the devotees, but for the outside it was early morning. So all the shops were closed. So one shop was open. It looked like it was a stationery shop, but there are some food items were hanging outside the shop. So I went inside and asked the shopkeeper. Now in the Kerala they can't understand Hindi, and the place I was where there are not much people who could speak English also, can't understand English also properly. So I just used the word sugar. But he was waving some incense stick to some photographs there. That was quite a rare scene in that area. So I thought, let him finish. Once he finished that, then he came towards me and said, I said him again, very hesitantly, I said, sugar? Because no other word means, I can't frame in an English sentence, he can't understand that. So actually he came out of the shop. I could not figure it out, why he came out of the shop. And then he took me to the neighboring shop, and then I recognized probably he needs a translator. So he went to the neighboring shop, he took me also there, and there was some receptionist sitting in that area, and he said then they spoke in Malayalam, and so I thought, okay, he is asking some help for translating me. So I thought, now it's my turn to speak so that he can translate it, that receptionist can translate it to this shopkeeper. So before I say anything, that receptionist said, sit down here. Sit down in the benches. I said, why? And I recognized what was going wrong, because that shop was a pathology. So I asked for a sugar, and this man took me to the pathology to check my blood sugar. So sometimes the word has to be understood. Word needs to be understood in the context where how we use it. So the Maya, the word used is even not just the word, but the uses of the Maya, or how the Maya acts upon, it very much depends upon how the inclination of a devotee is, how the inclination of the soul is actually. So as one is inclined, Krishna gives that form of Maya. Like there was one disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he had desired to enjoy some of the property of his spiritual master. So he has expressed certain things. So Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, his spiritual master, mercifully gave him that temporary property so that he can enjoy. So those who are asking for this temporary property is like antamadatu phalam tesham tad bhavati alpamedasam. So this man of meager intelligence, they desire for such kind of temporary happiness. But he was not given empowerment to preach the message of Krishna consciousness. So what you ask for, that you will get. You are asked for something temporary, that you will get. But you will not get something eternal. So that special mercy of empowerment to preach is given to a devotee, right, who doesn't want anything material, who doesn't want anyone that includes, you know, name and fame, right? So that he can be empowered for preaching. So which form of Maya? So Mahamaya is in the form of material gain, or the name, or fame, or prestige, or that form of Maya which is a mercy of acharyas, right? Also the as a purport talks about that Sanskrit dictionary also translate Maya as a mercy, right? So how the soul approaches, that's how Krishna will give Mahamaya or a Yoga Maya, empowerment or the material or temporary gains, right? This can be also revealed into the example in the episode of Ramana when he wanted to abduct Sita Devi. So Sita Devi is a goddess of fortune. Now somebody who wants to abduct, who wants to have a goddess of fortune, right, but for his own enjoyment, right, what happens to such a person? There is like a very, very much depicted in the Ramana's case. He got Sita, but that Sita was not goddess of fortune. He got the Maya Sita, right, and that's nothing but a Durga, right? So as his inclination was to enjoy the property of the Lord, so he got the Mahamaya. So Mahamaya comes into the picture and he got, right? So instead of goddess of fortune, what he got is Mahamaya. And that Mahamaya was responsible for Ravana's finish. I mean, he met his death. So that is how, as per the inclination, somebody gets that form of Maya. Now this both Maya, Mahamaya and Yoga Maya, are bewildering. How? Let's see. Like even the Yoga Maya also bewilders. How it bewilders? It's very much depicted into the 10th canto in the Rasila chapter, where it says that where the Prabhupada makes a distinction between what is the Yoga Maya and what is the Mahamaya. So Krishna's Rasila with the gopis, and the gopis' bewilderment with his respect to their husband, their relatives and in-laws and everything, all such relatives, was an arrangement of Yoga Maya. It was not under the influence of Mahamaya. Because the verse itself clearly says that the Yoga Maya Upashrita, it is happening under the shelter of Yoga Maya. It was not, that bewilderment is not because of the Mahamaya. Whereas the asuras like Shalva and the warriors like Duryodhana, who are actually bereft of any devotional service, right? In spite they saw that the Krishna was into this Garuda carrier, in spite the Duryodhana seeing the universal form of the Lord, right? They could not understand Krishna as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. This was because of the bewilderment caused by the Mahamaya, as per their inclinations. So difference between them, Yoga Maya and Mahamaya, is Maya which drags away person from the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called as Jada Maya or Mahamaya. Whereas the Maya which acts on the transcendental platform, which takes a person closer to the Krishna or enhances the love, right, the reciprocation from the Krishna, is called as Yoga Maya. So so the Mahamaya can't influence pure devotees, as they are always under the protection of Yoga Maya. Like the example, during the advent of in the episode of Advent of the Lord, so to give service to the Lord, Yoga Maya appeared along with the Mahamaya. Now, the transferring the pregnancy from Devaki's womb, and also keeping the mother Yashoda in the deep sleep, was done by the Yoga Maya potency. Right. So Mahamaya acts upon cannot act upon such a devotees as a Yashoda and a Devaki, but for because they are liberated souls. But in the same episode, Kamsa, the bewilderment of Kamsa was under the act of Mahamaya, right? Yoga Maya cannot touch such a polluted persons like a Kamsa. And that's why Mahamaya comes into the picture when it comes to the Kamsa. But for the liberated souls, it always Yoga Maya comes into the picture. So, even the Yoga Maya covers the pure devotees. It's not just the Mahamaya covers the souls, but even Yoga Maya also covers some pure souls. How's that? Like when Nanda Maharaj, he was taken away by the Varuna, so he saw Krishna's opulence. He saw Krishna is such a supreme personality of Godhead. But nonetheless, he thought that the Krishna is his son. Right? So that Aishwarya Bhav or that knowledge of that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead was covered. Such a feeling of parental love in the spiritual world are acts of Yoga Maya and not of the Mahamaya. The Mahamaya doesn't act there. That bewilderment is not because of the Mahamaya. So Srila Prabhupada says, Yoga means connections. Right? So when you are gradually advancing in Krishna consciousness, that means it is the action of Yoga Maya. But when a soul is forgetting Krishna, that is the action of Mahamaya. Right? And he gives an example. He says that all the people in a state are always under the laws of a state. Right? But when somebody acts in a criminal way, somebody commits some criminal activities, what happens? He comes under the laws of police. Right? But when somebody acts as a gentleman, he is under the law of civils. Law of civils. Like if you remain a civilized person, the law is protected. The civil law will protect you. But if you are acting against the law or you are acting some criminal activities, the criminal law will come into picture. Right? So the law which is governed by the government, right? You are always under the government laws of the government, but depends upon civil law or criminal law, right? Depends upon your act, your inclinations to it, right? And that's how it will come upon you. So the criminal activities, the law of the criminal activities like a Mahamaya, which is giving the threefold miseries, whereas the civil department, like the civil law, is like a Krishna, who gives Anandam Buddhivardhanam. He is always giving that more and more pleasures to those souls who wants to get attracted by Krishna. Right? And there is no dearth of such a happiness. It is an ocean of happiness. So the question arises is the Lord also covered by the Yoga Maya? Why is covered by Yoga Maya? He is a Lord. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, it talks in the fourth chapter. So it describes the Yoga Maya potency. Yoga Maya makes the Lord forget himself. Why? Because he wants to become the object of love of his pure devotees and taste the different rasas. Right? So, as in a Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami talks about in a Mangalacharan, Lord Krishna is Akhila Rasa Amrita Murti. Akhila Rasa Amrita Murti. Akhila means the full in every respect. All the rasas, Akhila Rasa, all the divine mellows, all the transcendental mellows are covered. Rasa. Rasa Amrita. Amrita is that nectar. Right? That nectar that is not a temporary. That rasa which is not temporary. That's the transcendental rasas. Very nectarian. Murti is an embodiment. So the Lord Krishna is a reservoir of all such rasas. Right? And this Akhil Rasa Amrita Murti, to enhance this all rasas, to have the reciprocation, the pastimes are arranged by Yoga Maya. Right? And that's why Lord is covered. From the philosophical point of view, Krishna is even the supreme father of all living entities. That includes even Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev, Devaki, Yashoda is a supreme father of all the living entities, right? But from the rasa point of view, he takes the role of a child, right? And he does some pastimes to enhance that emotions. He feels hungry, So, although he's a maintainer of all, but he feels hungry. He asks for the food to the Yashoda Maiya. Right? He takes a baby steps, and everyone is applauding that the Lord Krishna is walking. Right? He speaks in a very broken language to enhance that rasa. He demands to Mother Yashoda for different things. He demands moon for Yashoda Maiya as a toy. And the breast song says that, Maiya chand khilona hai. I want that moon to play with. Right? So although he is a creator of both this material and spiritual world, everything is coming from him. But he takes that child's position to enhance that love. So, why does this happen? Why is the Lord covering himself? So, all of us have some internal desires, right? And sometimes it manifests, right? So, why this internal desire manifests? Because we want to derive some enjoyment or some distress from it, right? If somebody asks you that, why are we suffering in this? Why are we suffering or enjoying? Centrally, it is because due to some internal desires, right? Which covers the intelligence and the mind. Same way, no one can stay away from their internal desires. Similarly, the Supreme Lord also has some internal desires. That internal potency is nothing but the Yoga Maya, right? Which is known as Srimati Radharani. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced that, he comes into the Krishna, when he wants to experience that Radharani's bhav, he comes into the as a Lord Chaitanya, taking the bhav of Srimati Radharani. So Lord is not covered by Mahamaya, right? You know, when it may appear that the sun is covered by the clouds, but actually sun is infinite. It is the observer who is standing below the cloud, it appears to him that the sun is covered by the cloud, but the sun is not covered, right? It is the observer's vision which is covered by the cloud. The same, Krishna cannot be covered. It is the person who views him like that, it appears to him that Krishna, so Krishna is not covered by the Mahamaya potency. So Krishna is called as Param Avyam. He is never covered. So, because, why so? Because covering that potency is also in his control, right? Like Chaitanya Prabhu, he gives an example that in a movie, a producer and director is the main person who directs or who enacts the actors, right? Who says that the actor, he has to play like this and like that, right? So Krishna in his pastimes may appear like an actor who is who may be dancing to the tune of Yoga Maya, but it is not. Actually, in this world, in the movie scenes, like producer and the director are the higher, and who puts a actor is a subordinate to them. But here, Krishna, in the pastimes of Krishna, although Yoga Maya is directing, right, but Krishna is a producer. Who wants to enjoy this is a Krishna, not the director, right? So Krishna is actually the enjoyer. Krishna wants to enjoy these pastimes. And that's why he is ordaining the director, Yoga Maya, to arrange the pastimes. And the Yoga Maya arranges that pastimes. And he plays the role, however the Yoga Maya tells him. But actually the enjoyer is a Krishna, the actor, right? And that's why, because even that actor, the Krishna is only the script director. And that's why he cannot come into the control of Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya is acting. He is controlling actually the Yoga Maya. So he says, Mama Maya, like in the Bhagavad Gita verse 7.14, Deviye Shagunamai Mama Maya Durattaya. This is in the context of Mahamaya. So even the Mahamaya is also this potency also falls into Krishna's control. So he says, so even the Mahamaya is called as Devi. Devi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Durattaya. So this Mahamaya, this potency, the Jadamaya, is also called as divine in nature. If it is a divine in nature, why is covering the living entities? Why is taking away from Krishna? So the word divine, it appears that it doesn't suit here. But the example is given, like, let's say in an exam, there's a multiple choice questions, right? In a multiple choice question, there are like four objectives are given, right? Four choices are given. And one of them is correct, right? So it is a student who has to tick mark upon the correct choice. Right? But if he tick mark on the wrong, he is going to get a negative marks. He can't say to the teacher now, why you put the three wrong choices? Right? Actually, teacher had given all the knowledge that what is the correct choice, what is actually the answer is. Right? He has to recall. By his free will, he has to understand what is the correct choice. By his intelligence, he has to understand what is the correct choice. So, multiple choice question. So, it's like, you know, so Maya is not actually covering, but it is his own desire, which is not able to understand the Krishna. Right? So, it's like, Maya also gives a lot of options. Like a teacher is giving a lot of options. Right? He has to choose what he has to take by his free will. Right? If he take to the right guidance of Guru and Sadhu Shastra, he is going to progress. Right? He is going to take, get attracted to Krishna and then come to closer to the Krishna. Right? But does that mean that there is this exam is to fail the student? What is the purpose of exam? This exam are arranged so that the student can fail? No. Actually, the purpose of exam is he can pass from the, let's say, from the 5th standard to the 6th standard. He can go higher and higher. So these exams are put up, right, in a positive way. It's not to fail, but to understand the subject matter well. So Maya has created that setup, right? But you have chosen to enter into it, right? How you enter into it, how you take to that, it depends upon how your knowledge is, right? So Maya is divine in nature, as the purpose what is serving is right. Like an exam, the purpose of the exam is right, is a positive. But we should not take it otherwise. Right? So, Devi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya. So, it says it is divine. Why? Because it is in a connection with the Krishna. And that's why it is a divine. Mama Maya. And that's why it is a Devi. It says in a connection with the Krishna. It says that a Mama Maya Durataya. So, it is very difficult to overcome. Durataya is very difficult to overcome. You know. So, why is such a way? It's like the example is given, like, you know, when the parents wants to discipline a child, they engage a tutor. And that tutor is very strict. And that's like a Mahamaya, who is very strict, so that we can go through that discipline and understand the purpose of the life. Right? So if Krishna, through Mahamaya, created this illusory world, very illusory, is such a giant and very magnificent material world, right? So many sense objects here. Does he want us to be always into the illusion? He has created this illusion. Does he want, through the Mayamaya potency, he always wants, like, you know, like a director of movie makes movie very enchanting. Although it is illusion, but he makes it to be feel like it's real, it's happening with you. You are entering into it. You are entering into that movie. Right? And he makes movie in such a way that you should feel that you should never come out of that movie. Right? You always be hold back. You know? It takes such a tough efforts. The director takes such a tough efforts so that audience should be always be engrossed. Right? He never want that their audience should forget that movie. Right? They should always remember that picturization somewhere or other. Right? They should always talk about this movie, and then they will get more and more business, more and more people, right? Even the sequels are planned, like part one of this movie and the part two. Somewhere something is left so that the part two can become or part three can come. So sequels are also planned. So such a kind of director, he wants to hold back his audience to the illusion of that movie. He wants to hold back. So this director puts up a big show of illusion. Is Krishna like that? Krishna is also the director of this material world through his Yoga Maya potency. Does he like that? Surely not. He is not at all like that director. Just like he designed this material world so that he can facilitate the desires of living entity. And that's why he created this illusion. Right? But in his illusion, the exit door is always open. And generally, I suppose, in movie theaters, the exit doors are closed. You have to hold back to your seats and watch that movie, right? I suppose that exit doors are closed in the theaters. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe in coming times we'll come to know. So, so that exit door is always open into the Krishna's illusory energy. Why? That exit door is nothing but the Guru and Sadhu Shastra. Whenever somebody wants to come out of that illusion, that exit door is open. Guru Sadhu Shastra Marga is open. Right? Krishna is not like that director who wants to hold back into this illusion, the living entities into this illusion. Right? Director, out of his selfish motives, out of his money, out of his growing, wants to grow his business. Right? And that's why he induces more desires to the media and some trailers that you please come into this movie theaters and watch these movies. Right? But Krishna just wants to facilitate the living entities. He doesn't want living entities to stay there. Right? Just to facilitate. That is his mercy. Right? That is his compassion that has created this world. Right? So, his creation of Mahamaya is actually the mercy. Right? Compassion on those fallen souls. So, Srila Prabhupada asked, if the purpose is to serve Krishna, then why Maya is so strong? And Srila Prabhupada aptly replied, he said, because our purpose is not so strong. Because our purpose is not so strong. So, why our purpose is not so strong? Because the temptations comes into us. Temptations troubles us. If somebody is determined to serve Krishna, right, he can cross over it. Like, the question arises, how to make our purpose very strong? So, in the verse, it says, Mam evaye prapadyante, mayam etam tarantite. Mam evaye prapadyante. Surrendering to Krishna, mayam etam. This maya, you can transcend, you can cross over, right? This will, you can go beyond this maya, right? When we surrender to Krishna, then we become free from the maya, because Krishna is actually the owner of maya, right? Then Krishna can tell to the Mahamaya, don't touch him, right? Right. So, the verse, it actually talks about the two things. It talks about, Daiviyesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durattaya. In these two lines, it talks about what is the power of Maya. It is a Durattaya. It is a Daivi, it is a divine in nature, you can't surpass it so easily. Durattaya, it is very difficult. But in the next two lines, he says, Mamayevaya prapadyante mayam etam tarandite. That means the potency of maya, mahamaya, right, it is far less than Krishna. Krishna's potency is far greater. If we surrender to Krishna, then we can cross over this maya very easily. Right? So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that when Krishna is saying that mamamaya mamayevaya prapadyante, so he says, he puts the hands rest on the chest and says, Mamaeva prapadyante, right? Mamaeva, just surrender unto me and I will take care. Right? We find many people in the world, they say to their friends that, don't worry, mai dekhlunga. Right? Mai dekhlunga. But how much a mortal being can give such kind of assurance? Right? Even the big giant insurance companies, right? They may advertise that we are insuring you. Please be assured. Hum dekhlenge. Can it be possible? Actually, they also employ many experts. For what? How can they reject the claims? How can they find a way out? Right? So there is no assurance in this material world. No mortal being can assure. Right? So it is only Krishna who says, Mamaeva prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. And those who surrender to Krishna, right, they are not under Mahamaya. Right? Those who don't surrender to the Krishna, they are under the Mahamaya. And what do they see as? Avajananti mamuda manushim tanumashuta. Krishna says, foolish derides me, my descent, and thinking that I am assumed this human-like form. Right? So, Lord is sometimes described, even the verse talks about this, is Maya Manushya. So, he descends exactly like a human being. Right? But he is not obliged to come here as like karmis. Because of our karma, we come here and reap the fruit of our actions. He appears because of his own internal potency. And the purpose is, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. To show favor to the fallen conditioned souls, he appears. But for those fools who think that the Lord has taken the human form, or Lord is actually as like an ordinary human being, he says, Krishna says, all such of their aspirations are crushed. Right? There is no success in their practice for the endeavor for the material well-being, or relief from their anxiety, or knowledge for even Brahman realization. There will be no success into it. He says, Mogasha moga karmana, moha jnana vichetasa, rakshasim asurim chaiva prakritim mohinim shita. They take shelter of Mahamaya and delude themselves. There will be no success into their Ashtanga Yoga, Karma Kanda, or Jnana Yoga for their liberation, for their material well-being, or for the knowledge of the Brahman realizations. There will be no success. Then what about devotees? For devotees is the other energy, that's the Yoga Maya. And Lord Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita 9.13, he says, Mahatmanastu maam partham daivim prakritim ashita pachanti ananyamanso jnatva bhutadi avyam. Mahatmanas, those great soul, right? Daivim prakritim ashita, they are under my daivi prakriti. That refers to the yoga maya. Now understand, earlier also we talked about the daivi prakriti, that is a daiviyesha gunamai, right? And this is also daivi, right? These two potencies are daivi because it has a connection with Krishna, and that's why they are daivi, right? But this potency is an internal potency, which is nothing but Srimati Radharani, right? It is intimately connected to Krishna, right? So according to the context, we need to understand which Maya is being referred, right? As like sugar in the grocery shop means a edible sugar, and sugar in a pathology means blood sugar, right? As per the context, we need to understand Maya means Yoga Maya or Mahamaya. And we should not get confused. So why one should take shelter of this Maya, Yoga Maya? So everyone has that pleasure seeking potency. Like Krishna also has a pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti, right? But we are part and parcel of Krishna. We also have that potency, but we are Anus, so our potency is also small, right? Krishna's potency is Vibhu, unlimited, right? Krishna's Ladini, that's why it's also unlimited, Vibhu. So if we want to access that unlimited happiness, that can happen if we surrender to Krishna. If we take shelter of this divine energy, Yoga Maya, then we can come more and more closer to Krishna, right? And how to take shelter? It says, Ananya Manaso, that means bhajate Ananya Manaso. By worshipping Krishna, Ananya, without any deviation, then we can come closer to the Krishna, or we are under the Yoga Maya potency. So, Yoga Maya also acts on the non-devotees or those willing devotees, because it induces even a non-devotee to understand the Lord as a Supreme Person, Purushottama. Bhagavad Gita 10.10 talks about Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayantite. I give the understanding by which he can come to me. Right? That's a Yoga Maya potency, that Lord Krishna is giving that knowledge, so that these willing devotees can receive that intelligence and they can come to Krishna. For other non-devotees, Krishna's that potency comes in a picture where he says, Mrityam Sarva Harashchaham, I am plundering inevitable death. Right? The example of, in the 7th canto, devotee like Prahlad, he enjoys the act of Lord Narsingadev. But for the non-devotee Hiranyakashipu, Lord's that potency of the death, he meets with that death. Right? So Yoga Maya brings devotee closer to Krishna. But also, Yoga Maya covers the pure devotees in his pastimes. When Lakshmi Devi saw Narsingadev, right, she was very hesitant to approach. She said, I haven't seen my Lord in this way. I can't approach him. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, this was a Yoga Maya acting on the Lakshmi Devi to highlight Prahlad Maharaj. So even the bewilderment, even the Yoga Maya also covers, right? But to enhance some pastimes, to enhance the devotees. Right? So Maya Manushya. So do pure devotees also understand Krishna? Not always. They don't understand Krishna in his Ishwari Bhav. Like the Vrajavasis, they didn't recognize Krishna as God, right? Like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maya. They simply thought that the Krishna is their child. For Vasudeva and Devaki, sometimes they were in awe and reverence. But sometimes they were covered so that they can taste Vatsalya-ras. So, like while descending in the 400 Vishnu form, and then when the Lord immediately took the form of a child, they were with that emotion that this child need to be protected. Just few moment back, they saw Lord in a 400 forms. Can't he protect himself? But that Vatsalya Bhav was, that knowledge was covered, right? And they wanted to protect him from the danger. Right? So they are mixed with the reverence and the rasas. Right? So Mother Yashoda also seeks the when Mother Yashoda saw the Krishna's mouth, she could see that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? For few verses, she thinks like that. But immediately, she is not interested into this Ishwari Bhav. And she immediately starts caring for Krishna as like a child. Right? She forgets. That forgetfulness of Krishna is not under Mahamaya. It is under the Yoga Maya potency. So that the rasa can be enhanced. So sometimes in the Vraj Bhav, in the Vrindavan also, Krishna reveals his potencies as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like some demons are killed. But the Vrajavasis don't get bewildered, right? So it's like, you know, the same idea is probably adapted into the some superhero stories like Superman, He-Man and Spider-Man. It's like, you know, they appear to be human being moving across the world with all ordinary peoples. But when there's some chaos, some demon has come, right? They put up their mask and go and save, right? So something like that happens in even Vrindavan. But the Vrajavasis are not get influenced by this Ishwari Bhav. They always want Krishna to be enjoyed into their different rasas. So, the devotees sees the act of Yoga Maya, but they don't act under Mahamaya. Right? Like Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by Sringi. But what did Parikshit Maharaj saw? He saw that it was the Supreme Lord's will that I am cursed. He saw the Yoga Maya potency into it. Like even for the Vidura, he was insulted by Duryodhana. Now Vidura saw that was the action of Yoga Maya for him to disentangle from this. Right? Although Duryodhana may be acting under the Yoga Maya, Mahamaya, but Vidura didn't act into the Mahamaya. He took it as a he could see that as a Yoga Maya. Right? So if we keep a proper vision, then with that vision can give us the proper opportunity for advancement, right? So, so opportunity for going more and more deeper is possible if we see the hand of Yoga Maya in our life. Otherwise, even the small things appears like a big when we take the things very negatively, right? In separation, sometimes people feel very miserable and they sought for some intoxications with the friends and something like that. But example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the separation, what did he do? He used to listen to the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam of Gadadhar Pandit. How we see, right? How we have a proper approach, like that's how we get advancement. Right? So, what should be a devotee's position? We should not be artificial in understanding this, right? Our worship is always in the Aishwarya Bhav, deity worship, right? Although our destination is Radha Krishna, but our deity worship is like a Lakshmi Narayan deity worship. So if a devotee, even if a devotee becomes very advanced for rendering, after rendering a lot of many years of services, his internal mood doesn't change. His internal mood doesn't change that he is advanced, but his internal mood may change into the different rasas. But the external doesn't change. Like the six Goswamis, right? They always worship. They have very regulated deity worship, right? So in that way we should understand. We should not immaturely think ourselves into the Yoga Maya potency. But we see that how our attraction to Krishna is regulated and we advance into Krishna consciousness. To summarize, what we saw is Mahamaya, which covers the conditioned souls for his own enjoyment. But the Yoga Maya actually uncovers the soul to open to Krishna. He gives the knowledge of Krishna so that we can be attracted to Krishna. But even Yoga Maya also covers the pure devotees in his pastimes to enhance the different rasas, to enhance the different mellows. Yes. With this note, we'll stop here. If unknowingly I offended anyone, please forgive me. Seeking the empowerment to follow the footsteps of advanced acharyas. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.